Cheesy right here on 104.4 Virgin Radio. If you missed it, we just announced it. The man is back, G-Eazy in Dubai, Feb 14th, for our very own Redfest DXB. We've got him on the phone right now. He's hungry. He's going to... Do you Uber Eats? Like, yeah. What do you do? Do you have a personal chef or what?
Nah, no personal chef or nothing like that. I just... we got Postmates out here. I just go on the app and pick out whatever looks good.
Imagine the delivery guy, like, knocking on the door, and then you open the door. It's like, oh, Jeezy, and here's your food. Hi, how are you?
Yeah. there's definitely been some weird people sometimes, and I'm like, I don't live here or anything. Don't get the wrong idea. Don't tell anybody that, because... that would be weird. Anyway,
it's just like everyone's knocking on the door. I mean, the fame of walking the streets. I mean, can you disguise yourself? You're a tall guy.
Yeah.
You're a good looking dude, man. Like last time you were in. I'm going to tell you a little thing here. We've got a presenter. Her name is Maz. She does the night show, all right? Now, she interviewed you last time, right? And at one stage, I mean, what was it? It was
okay,
just
so
like a little...
she was trying to ask you a question. You had just answered a question. She was just about to start, and she literally lost her complete train of thought. And there was just this silence where you just were like, yep.
Because she was mesmerized by your look. So for the last 2 years, we just call it G-Eazy. Like whenever there's anything awkward, we just go, oh, it's a G-Eazy moment.
Can't wait to introduce you to her when you come back.
I know, right?
Yeah, no, I look forward to a repeat. I'm sure that, you know, she'll get over her nerves by then. It'll be fine.
I've got a 79 Trans Am. Have you still got a Mustang?
Yeah, I still got my 65 Mustang. She's in good health. Actually, she's in the shop right now.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, my next question was, my Trans Am spends more time in the shop than it does on the road. Are you in the same sort of field, or is that, What, do you have an everyday car?
Yeah, the everyday driver is the Ferrari.
Oh, wow. Excuse me.
That's a good one. Let's talk music right now. Collabs, anything going on? What do we need to know? Is there anything you can break for us right now?
I'm just in the studio with my go-to guy, Dakari. He's my engineer and producer. So we're just building, man, just having fun being back in the studio and just having fun being able to create without so much pressure, you know, just being able to have fun with it.
I mean, and you've really opened the door for a lot of other rappers who are trying to come through, or MCs, or just musicians. Do you feel that pressure now? Or not the pressure, but do you feel like you're one of the leaders now, taking the next generation through to the next few years?
Well, I feel like everybody, you know, everybody just plays their role, and they, you know, everybody has a different story, everybody has a different perspective, everybody has a different style. You know, I know artists get compared a lot, but it's really tough in art to really do that, because, you know, all we're doing is seeing the world through our eyes and then interpreting it and making art about that experience. You know what I'm saying? And no two people are alike in terms of their life experiences. We all see different things, go through different things. You know, I just do me, and I just enjoy making music.
Well, listen, we can't wait to see that trance live on stage at Virgin Radio's Redfest DXB, Feb 14th. Guys, grab your tickets if you're contemplating coming here. I know you're not. It's always sold out. But you've got G-Eazy right here. What do you want to say to your fans across the Middle East and across the world?
I just want to say thank you, man. It's such a blessing to be able to travel the world and come to places as amazing as this and be able to perform and do what I love. I mean, it's just beautiful. So thank you, because the fans make it all possible in the first place. Oh, I know.